Very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Ayin Vov, Yuma 76A, pagination page 151, starting from five lines from the top in the middle of the line. Shualu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichi. The students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, asked him the following question. Wouldn't you want to be a fly on the wall? Mipnei ma lo yorad lohem li Yisrael mon pamachas bashana. On the topic of the mon, which was mentioned on the previous blot, they wanted to know why didn't the mon come to them once a year? Why did it have to come every day? The wording of the question is not that they should have gotten once in 40 years and put it in automatic investment with dividends, I guess. But it was once a year. So the Ben Yehoyada says, on Rosh Hashanah, they should have davened well Rosh Hashanah, gotten the year's fare, F-A-R-E, and that's it. Amalohem, Mishem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered, Em shalocha mashal, I want to give you an analogy. Lema davar dome, what's it comparable to? Lemelech basav adam, to a human king. Sheyesh la ben echad, he's got one son, he wants a relationship with him. But the kid is, you know, ziskait and a half. If he would give him everything he needs, Pamachas Bashana, once a year, he would only relate to his father once a year. He hit upon a new idea. He's going to give him his dole once a day. And like this, he used to greet his father every day. Af Yisrael, same thing with the Jewish people. Mishiyesh la'abav ha'chamish ha'ban, and picture the scene, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, a person has four or five kids. Hayadoig va'omer. He would be worrying and saying, Shema lo yered man l'macha, maybe there won't be man tomorrow. You know what the investment brokers say? Past dividends don't indicate future results. So what if the past 1,467 days mon has fallen every day except for Shabbos, and there was a double portion erev of Shabbos? So what are you worried about? But Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Doeg, he's worried. Nimtzu kula mesim. We could all end up dying. We're in the middle of the desert. A person, four or five children. What's he going to do? Nimtzu kula mechuvanim es libam laviyam shabbat shamayim. So everybody is paying attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to their Father in Heaven. Every day we're in sync, which is a big, big lesson. It would be very cute for us to all say, you know, as long as we daven well on Rosh Hashanah, but after one Rosh Hashanah, the next Rosh Hashanah would not be the same. If you don't daven all year, so you walk in and you're a stranger. Mm-hmm. You have to daven every day. And Hashem says, "This is the relationship I want with you is an everyday relationship." I once saw a cute story of somebody who was complaining that his kids don't write back from camp. So someone told him, I'll tell you how fast I can get your kids to write back from camp. Write a note to them. And at the end, say, and I hope you enjoy the $5 that I sent you, and don't put $5 in the envelope. You'll see how fast they write back to you. Dear Uncle Sammy, thank you so much for your delightful letter. Somehow the $5 you enclosed didn't make it to me. Camp's great. Yeah. I want a relationship with you, Hashem says. Dover Acher, There's another explanation. Why didn't they get man once a year? Because being that it came every day, they had the benefit of eating it while it was fresh. Hot in this case probably means fresh. Hashem's toaster oven. It tastes different than if you have it sitting around. Dover acham epnei masui haderech. Because the weight of the way, if they had to schlep it around with them, they would get it once a year. So Hashem's consideration was, I'll give it to you every day. I'll give you what you need, and you can trust me. I'll get you what you need tomorrow. Ben Yoyada does a phenomenal remez mnemonic device here, and he says, that's the pasuk, Hinni mamter lochem lechem. Behold, I'm going to give you lechem, bread, food, every day. He says that the first reason that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai gave, that their hearts should intend to Hashem, to be focused, that's the lamed. The cham is the ches. The mem is the masui haderech, the weight of the way. And he says that's hinted in the word lechem. Continues the Gemara. One observation. That's the bracha, barei nefashos rabos v'chesronon, that we say all the time. Hashem created many living creatures, v'chesronon, and their deficiencies. Why does Hashem create deficiencies? Make us perfect. Make us self-perpetuating robots. Why v'chesronon? So the bracha continues and explains it. L'hachayos behem nefesh kol chai, because he wants to bring life to every creature. He wants a relationship with us. Okay. These great Tanoim were discussing the man. And Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi was with them. And Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi says, I have something to add. And he said, Mon sheyorad lohem li Yisrael. When the mon came to the Jewish people, gavoa shishim amo, it was 60 amos high. There was a mound from which they could collect that was 60 amos high. Our quick estimation, that's like 100 feet. 10 stories. Tremendous height. Now, to keep in mind, we had a moment ago on the previous daf, that the tzaddikim got the man delivered to their doorstep. So presumably he's not talking about that. He's talking about what's described over there, that people who were not worthy would have to collect it from the collective allocation. So presumably that's what he's describing, that the collective allocation was very, very high, a big mound. Picture now when you go down on the highway and you see a mound of sand that they've got lined up for the trucks. But this is 100 feet high of mon every day. Amale Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon told him, he rebuked him, Modoi, ad masi atamegabev dvarim mevi aleinu. What are you saying? All kinds of remuzim. You're inferring from Psukim, and the Ben Yoyada explains, and you have no basis to begin with of a tradition. You know, sometimes we learn a drasha in the Gemara, and you wonder, how did they come up with the drasha? Sometimes we simply answer, they had a tradition on it, and they were only looking for a remez, a hint. So, Reb Tarfon gave him rebuke and said, you know, remaza maybe you have, but what's your basis? You need a tradition to say something like this. Amalo and Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi claimed that he had enough of a drasha that he held this was valid. So again, accept his drasha or don't accept his drasha, but what was his drasha? So his drasha was that by the Mabul, it says that Chamesh Esrei Amo Melmaila Govru Hamayim Vayechuso Heharim. The waters were 15 amma above the mountains. As Rashi explains, the valleys were all filled in from water coming from the ground. Those were hot springs sprouting up. the amount that had to come from heaven was 15 amas worth. And the pasuk describes the water that came from heaven as arubos hashamayim niftachu, three lines above the wide. The windows of heaven opened up. And that produced 15 amma of water across the world. So that the water from the bottom leveled off the highest mountains. And then another 15 amma, that comes from heaven, called arubos, windows. The pasuk, in contrast, when it talks about the mon, the last of the small lines, describes it as dalse shamayim pasach. The doors of heaven were opened. Doors, as opposed to windows. The Gemara on the next line tells us, kama arubos yesh bedeles, how many windows are there to every door? Arba, four. So if you have two windows when it came to the marble, and two doors when it comes to the mon, you're dealing with four times as much sprouting forth. The diagram is in the Rhine edition. Okay? If it's four times, so he said, listen, 15 amas was from two windows. Two doors is going to produce 60 amma. I'm just running with the psukim. What do you want from me? Rabbi Elazar Amadoi says. Now in the Ein Yaakov, there's a fascinating kasha posed in the name of the Rosh. He says, your numbers, that was 40 days coming from two windows. You're talking about every day 60 amma coming from eight windows. It's just 40 days. What, like, how are you doing the math here? So he says, you know, ease up. The numbers should be even higher, because over there, the two windows had to produce enough water for the entire world. And over here, the eight windows only had to produce, right over here, one little mound of 60 amma. So he says, you know, it's a drasha. It's not an actual math. But if you're worried that Rabbi Elazar Amadoi is exaggerating, he's not exaggerating. If anything, he's saying, you know, I can't prove more than this. But his proof certainly is there. Until all the neighboring people were able to see and witness the blessing that was given to the Jewish people. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.